Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
Those of you that are here today know that God said He sent His Word to heal us, did He not? He sent His Word to save us. He sent His Word to heal us. So the Word, we're here today to talk to you about words. And just like a lady back there a while ago, she said that she had a spider bite. So I'm just going to do this right quick. If you have a spider bite and you begin to swell up or whatever, what verse would you use? Now, first of all, let's stop and think. Is the spider bite poisonous? As a rule, yes, they're poisonous. So you don't want that thing, do you? So you know there's one scripture in Mark 16:18 that tells you what you can do with poison. And if you don't know that, you can die with that poison in your body. But Mark 16:18 clearly tells you that if you drink any deadly thing, get any poison in your body, if you know it, it will not hurt you. Is that what it said, Jeff?
That's right.
So it will not hurt you. So if you declare Mark 16:18, words, just like Jesus said, I sent my word that says no deadly poison shall hurt my children. You claim that by faith, and it's nice if you've had a sin in your life. It's nice to repent of your sins. Get rid of all sin, and of course the major sin. You know what the major sin in the church is today?
Unbelief.
You all got that 100%. That's the problem, unbelief. So these words that Jeff's going to tell you today, you want to listen to what he has to say, hide them in your heart, let them really soak in, and then in a little while we'll get Dave to speak to you a little bit, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back, and then I'll talk to you about the promises of God for about an hour and a half. And if you will do what the three of us tell you today, I can guarantee you, what'll happen, Jeff?
You'll get healed.
They'll get healed. Isn't that something? So anyway, the spider bite, it's the deadly poison, so get rid of it. Mark 16:18. Yeah, Mark 16:18. So praise the Lord. So in fact, Jeff, right after his son came here, his son got bit with a brown recluse. And boy, it began to eat away that finger, didn't it, Jeff?
Yep.
And I told Jeff and his son, I said, y'all go home, you get with the Word of God, you take that Mark 16:18, and you start standing on that scripture, and don't you give up, you quote it, you read it, you pound on it, you say, Lord, you said in your word that no deadly poison shall hurt me, and I said, don't give up until you get healed. Well, it took him about 2 days, but after about 2 days, that spider bite was completely gone, and his son was completely healed. A brown recluse. Ain't that right, Jeff?
That's right.
Yeah, they stood on it. He was getting worse and worse. And when I saw it, I said, whoa, we ain't getting there. I said, y'all go really get with God and stand on His promises. And I said, it will work. And so they got him healed. You know what the biggest sin in the church is today? Unbelief. What verse did I tell that lady to stand on to get her healing from the spider bite? What scripture? Mark 16:18. Okay, Mark 16:18. Now then, if you take that scripture which says no deadly poison shall hurt you, just like Jeff told you there a while ago when him and Ben went home and they decided to really get serious, because I told them when I saw that all that meat missing down into the bone and everything else, he had a hole in his finger in the back of his hand. Ben, Jeff's son, I said, son, you're not getting well. You're getting worse. Every time I see that, it's deeper. I said, I want you to go home, and I want you to get with God, and I want you to stand on that scripture, Mark 16:18, no deadly poison shall hurt me. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. He said, how long do I do it? I said, until it dries up and heals. So he went home, and a couple of days later, 2 or 3 days later, he came back to work, and he said, Pastor, look at my hand. I said, now that's what I wanted to see. I healed. But that's what you have to do. You stay with it. And if you want to get healed, you stay with it. Now, if some of these things didn't just happen, I didn't just walk by and touch somebody. We have done this before, just touch you and you get healed. But it don't always happen like that. With Dave, it did not happen like that. With Ben, it did not happen. It took 2 or 3 days for Ben's hand to heal up, but he got well. But Dave, he was awful, and it took Dave 20 months. 20 months, you know. So if you're willing to stand on the promises, and of course that separates the men from the boys, the girls from the ladies, I'll say what. You know, because, you know, when you get prayed for, and after we pray for you and you look at it later and I'm still not healed, everything's not working like it's supposed to, much of the time we will give up and go to the doctor, won't we? And God don't want you to go to the doctor. You know, people say, no, God made doctors. I'll agree with that. God made doctors. He made good doctors, because if he'd had enough, most of us here would be dead. Even as Christians, we do not know how to walk by faith. Is that true? Yeah, we don't know how to walk by faith. I didn't know how to walk by faith. I remember the first time I really taught these principles in a church in Baltimore. I remember a little lady that was sitting over here on this side of the church. There's probably 100 people at that meeting that day, maybe more, but about that. And when I got to the end, I asked her, I said, is there any questions? And this lady jumped up. She jumped up and threw her hands. She said, where were you 20 years ago when I needed you? I said, ma'am, if I'd have knew you 20 years ago, I didn't know these things, so it wouldn't have done you any good at all for me to be there. So if I don't know them, that's just like Dave. He got sick, and I mean, he was born sick, and he had this eczema all over his body all of his life. And then when I met him, I made this crazy statement, son, if you'll do what I tell you from this book, I guarantee God will heal you. And hey, Pastor, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But now he's learned that I can, and I hear him often as I go by his office. Ma'am or sir, if you'll just do what I tell you.
I want to start off today on grace and the way we should act under grace. To start off with, I want to ask a question that I've asked of many, many church members before. I never asked this to an unbeliever, but I ask it to church members. Do you believe it is possible for you to have a demon?
Yes.
Okay, so it's amazing the number of people that I've asked that question to that say absolutely not. If you're a Christian, you cannot have a demon. And most of the people that I've asked that's really, really sure of themselves that it's impossible for you to have it is seminary professors. As a rule, when I ask a seminary professor, is it possible? Of course, I came out of the Baptist denomination, so, but I've asked all kinds of them, is it possible for you to have a demon? And they say, no, absolutely not. A born-again Christian cannot have a demon. Well, if you don't think you can have a demon, well, first of all, Satan, according to John 10:10, Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. So if you had a demon in you, then what would he be in there trying to do? Kill, steal, and to destroy. That's absolutely right. He's trying to ruin your life. He's trying to kill you. He's trying to make you sick. He's really trying to ruin your life. And they do a really good job. So all things were made by the Lord. So if all things were made by the Lord, who made demons?
The Lord.
You're absolutely right. God made demons. He made these things. He made them for his purpose and for his glory. They're all made for him. But he's running the show. So when I look at this, then my next question when I ask somebody, do you think it's possible for you to have a demon? And to the few that will say, yes, I believe I can have a demon. Then I said, let me show you, what would you say if I told you that if you have a demon, God sent that demon to torment you? God the Father sent that demon to torment you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
But most people don't. Most people don't believe that God will send a demon to torment you. But if I make a statement like that, I better be ready to back that up in the Word, had I not?
Right.
So let's go in the Word to Matthew 18:21, and let's look at something in the Scripture, Matthew 18:21. Let's start there. We're going to look at Matthew 18, 21, and I want you to see something. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now, let me ask you a question. If I ask you a question, how many of you believe that somebody can sin against you more than seven times and you forgive them in the same day? How many of you can do that? Now, you know, if you hold up your hand, you're going to be lying. I can't do that. I mean, if somebody comes up to me and this, you know, if I was a normal person and they did something to me over and over and over, could I forgive them once? Well, obviously I could, but let's stop and think. How many Christians do you know in church that are married that are divorced? Do you know many? Okay, so when those people that are married and divorced, when their mate did something they didn't like, what did they have to do? Not forgive them. Is that true?
Yep.
Because if you forgive your mate seven times in one day for doing something wrong, you wouldn't have went and got a divorce, would you?
That's right.
You would still be married. Is that right?
That's right.
So you find out what you're made out of. So when you see husbands and wives, you know, that are still living together, some of them have been married 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they've learned, you know, to just kind of take everything with a grain of salt and go on, and they don't worry about nothing. They don't let the little things that the husband but do bothers them. They don't let the little things the wife does bother them. They just forgive and go on. And those people live together the rest of their life. But when people have a problem with unforgiveness and something happens, and you know, I see people all the time, been married two times, three times, four times, eight times. You know, I've seen all kinds of these things. And I tell people, when they come to me and want to get married again, and they've been married four, five, six, eight times each one of them, I tell them, I said, you know, it ain't no use in you getting married. You have never learned anything. I said, you're not learning how the principles of the kingdom work. I said, you know, when I teach you what the principles of the kingdom are, I expect you to marry your mate and you stay married forever. This is not a trial run, is it? I mean, getting married is not a trial run. When you get mad at somebody, you can get mad at them, stomp, jump, and cuss, and do everything you want to do. But when it's over, when the smoke clears, you don't want to go to bed angry.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.